Excuse me.
Hey, guys.
You think we know how to have fun?
Come on, you guys are bringing it. You got the cooler and the chairs and the... You gonna swim?
We're gonna float.
Nice. Oh, you're putting it on here.
It's a hot July day at Charlie's Hole, a popular tubing and fishing spot on the Yampa in downtown Steamboat Springs.
I got a tube and a fishing float tube.
Oh, nice.
The rapids here are man-made. They're part of a river feature built by the city, and it has a recreational in-channel diversion water right. That's a water right that's specifically aimed at keeping water in the river for the river's sake. That's something Ken Fortrice appreciates. The former river guide teaches river skills at the Colorado Mountain College, and he now heads up the nonprofit Friends of the Yampa.
You know, my connection to this river is like, it's coming home for me.
Fortrice was involved in Steamboat Springs' stream management planning process, which began in 2015. Kelly Romero Heaney, water resources manager with the city, says it was prompted by some very dry years.
You look back at 2002 when we had a critical drought year and the river got down to 17 CFS and we really saw an impact to aquatic life as a result. Fast forward 10 years, 2012, another drought year, it looked like the flows were going to drop down into that level again.
But then the Colorado Water Trust stepped in and they worked out an agreement to have water released from Stagecoach Reservoir to help bolster the flows.
And once they did that, then we realized, okay, maybe this is something we could figure out on a more sustainable level, kind of long term. But we realize it's something that really needs to be locally driven.
Locally driven projects are exactly what the Colorado Water Conservation Board had in mind when they outlined their vision for stream management planning in the state's first water plan. Nicole Seltzer, another Steamboat Springs resident and science and policy manager for River Network, says the state wants local communities to be in the driver's seat in terms of river health planning.
Specific to protecting and enhancing stream flows, the plan calls for 80% of locally prioritized rivers to be covered by stream management plans by the year 2030.
River Network is a nonprofit that's working with communities around the state who are looking to undertake a stream management plan, something they say could help rivers in times of drought and in times of overallocation of water.
At the end of the day, there's no new water in Colorado. In most average to dry hydrologic years, all the water that's in the river is spoken for some use. It's either being used or it's on its way to being used. And so a stream management plan is really about collaboratively managing existing supplies to better meet multiple needs. This is a goal that resonates really clearly with some people, and other people obviously take some convincing to see its importance.
Here on the Yampa, unlike other rivers in Colorado, there's usually enough water for everyone's needs. It's considered a free-flowing river, one of the last remaining ones in Colorado, and it doesn't have any major transbasin diversions, so no water is pulled out to be sent to the thirsty Front Range. But counterintuitively, that has actually led to its own set of challenges, says Kent Fortrice.
Being a wild river is great. We get those really high peaks that flood the banks and connect to the wetlands and recharge and supply habitats for endangered fish and endangered ecosystems. But the flip side to that is because of that lack of storage, we don't have those releases in the late summer, mid to late summers. And then the river gets low. It gets warmer, it gets less oxygen in it, so we get an impaired system in some ways.
And it's that issue that really drove the town of Steamboat Springs to come up with a stream management plan. Kelly Romero Heaney with the city says that when the river is really low, the water heats up faster, and that can impact the fish. A serious prospect for this town where fly fishing attracts millions of dollars in tourism every year. The stream management plan for this 9-mile stretch of the Yampa identified two ways to tackle those rising water temperatures: adding more water and planting more trees.
And so when you lose your riparian vegetation, your river forest and the canopy cover with the cottonwoods, then that provides the opportunity for the sun to just beat down on the water and really warm it up. So if we really want to prepare our rivers for climate change, we need to help to restore that, at least in our area, that cottonwood forest that was once there, to help protect it.
Restoring the cottonwoods and the riparian habitat is a major part of the Steamboat Springs Stream Management Plan. But it comes at a cost. an estimated $75,000 a year over the next 3 years. The Colorado Water Conservation Board is giving grants to communities to come up with stream management plans and also for projects. But Nicole Seltzer with River Network says funding could become an issue.
Part of it is that we have to have funding in order to do the planning processes and then to implement the projects that are recommended out of them. And the state of Colorado has been great in allocating some funding in order to make these happen, but that funding fluctuates from year to year. It's not always reliable due to state budget issues. And so we need a better, more stable source of funding in order to accomplish this.
Seltzer at River Network has worked with 7 different communities on stream management planning, and she's optimistic about its potential impact on water systems. Back in the Yampa, Kent Fortrice is also optimistic about the fate of this river. And he sees the restoration of riparian habitat as leaving a lasting mark.
What a cool thing for us to potentially do here in the Yampa Basin, as well as across Colorado, is developing our riparian forests as a legacy for the future.
Kelly Romero-Keeney with the city of Steamboat Springs thinks the rest of Colorado has a lot to learn from the Yampa.
It would be good for all of the state to understand the value of the Yampa, not just to the people that live here, not just to the city of Steamboat, but to the entire state of Colorado. Like, this is the last free-flowing river that we have, and there's so many reasons why we should keep it that way.
For Rocky Mountain Community Radio and Connecting the Drops, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.